Welcome back, kids. Benny and Lenny led us out of that disguised cage, and now we're here outside a huge tent waiting to go inside.
Oh, I'm scared, Benny.
Don't be, Lenny. We've got some insurance right here.
Where?
You.
Oh.
What about me?
Oh, you can be insurance too, Elmer. I'd hate to leave you out of anything.
Thank you, Jungle Jim.
Aw, what a tender scene. Now let's get going.
It's great to see such a great friendship.
Hello, it's a wonderful day here at Colonel Ravenwood's Tent of Horrors. Can I help you? What? You need some supplies to steal the Statue of Liberty? I'll refer you to the Uncanny Theft and Larceny Department. Yes, you're welcome. Hello, it's a wonderful day here at Colonel Ravenwood's Tent of Horrors. How can I help you? Sure, we specialize in government conspiracies. What country would you like to betray? All right, thank you very much. Now, how can I help you?
We need to see...
Please take a number.
But we know Colonel Raven...
Please take a number.
Now, wait a second. We were hired personally by...
I'm sorry, company policy. Take a number.
But we're the only ones here.
Do you want me to call security?
Come on, Lenny.
Excuse me, but we're being held captive by these burglars and...
Please take a number.
But we need help.
You with them?
Kinda.
Take a number.
All right.
Hello. Thank you for calling Colonel Ravenwood's Tent of Horrors. How may I help you? You would like to arrange to sell guns for the Russians? I'll send you out.
Jungle Jim, did you hear that? This is Colonel Ravenwood's tent.
Now that name sounds familiar.
He's the crooked explorer that tried to kill us for the great Bengal ruby.
That's right. But he fell in that pit, Elmer. I thought he died.
He must have escaped somehow.
I remember it so vividly. You had just got past the booby traps and gotten the ruby. You got it! Great job, Elmer! You did great.
Oh. Oh.
Elmer, look! Colonel Ravenwood is waking up. We're saved!
Are you all right, Colonel Ravenwood?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for... What is that?
That's the great Bengal ruby! We got it!
Great! My plan has worked exactly as I wanted!
Your plan?
Yes, I wanted you two to do all the work and risk your lives instead of mine. Now I've got the ruby, and when I get out of this miserable cave, I will be rich and famous for discovering the great Bengal ruby. There's just one thing that I didn't plan on.
What is that?
I didn't plan on you two being smart enough to get past all the traps alive.
Well, I do prize myself in my great intelligence and ingenuity.
Not you. I was talking about your little rat friend.
Thanks.
Quiet. Just in case you did not perish from the traps, I brought this.
A gun?
Yes, and I think I will finish you off now. Let me just step back so things don't get too messy.
Sir, don't back up too far. You might fall in that pit.
Ha! Did you think I would fall for such a simple trick? Now I have what I came for, and will get rid of what I don't want. Any last words? Whoa.
Ah! I'm scared, Jungle Jim. Do you think he might try to kill us again?
I don't know, Elmer.
Hey, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, nothing, sir.
Sure. Hey, Lenny, what number did you get?
Hey, I got number one.
Oh, I got number two.
What number did you get, Jungle Jim?
I have number four.
And I have number five.
Well, we're a cinch to get in there soon.
Thank you for your business, sir. Have a good time selling the Great Barrier Reef on our secret section of eBay. Just be hush-hush about it all, though. All right, gentlemen. Calling number three.
What about number one?
Number three, please.
Benny, she skipped me.
She skipped me, too.
Will you take the number five?
Number three, please.
How about number four?
Calling number...
What about number two?
Number three.
Apparently, number three isn't here anymore.
Sorry, sir. Company policy. Is there number 3 out there?
We're the only ones in the waiting room.
Please, sir, control your temper. Anger management.
I'm just about fed up with this secretary.
Yeah, me too, Benny. But what do we do?
I know. Excuse me, miss, but I think I have number 3.
I thought you said you had number 2.
Oh, I must have been mistaken. Will you let us in now?
Well, I guess so. We hope you will enjoy Colonel Ravenwood's Tent of Horrors.
Come on, Lenny.
But Benny, you just lied. You don't have number 3.
Be quiet, you knucklehead. You'll end up...
Hey! Let me see your number. Uh-huh! Just as I thought. Mister, we don't condone having liars around here. You'd better be careful. Colonel Ravenwood doesn't appreciate liars.
Okay, okay. Just cool it, lady.
And another thing, buddy. Hello, it's a wonderful day here at Colonel Ravenwood's Tent of Horrors. How may I help you?
Lenny, why did you do that? We could have gotten in if you hadn't
told... But Benny, thou shalt not bear false witness is one of the 10 commandments.
What? I've never false witnessed a bear.
Oh, it means not to deceive and lie to others.
Where in the world did you hear all this baloney?
Oh, from that jungle guy and his mouse.
Oh, it figures.
Benny, on the way here, they told me the rest of the story about the 10 commandments. That jungle guy said that he was an expert at Bible stories.
He thinks he's an expert at everything.
It's a very exciting story, Benny.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that after Moses went up on Mount Sinai to get the 10 commandments from God, the people down at the bottom of the mountain were wondering if Moses was all right? Then they got a man named Aaron, Moses' brother, to build them an idol to worship instead of God. They all got together and threw a big, dirty party in front of the idol. But then Moses came down from the mountain and saw all the people sinning and worshiping the idol. He was so upset and mad, he took those 10 commandments and threw them down on the ground, breaking them all up into little tiny pieces. After that, the people repented of their sin, and Moses went back up to the mountain where God rewrote the same 10 commandments. Isn't that cool, Benny?
Oh, yeah, sure.
But Benny?
What now, Lenny?
When do you think we'll see Colonel Ravenwood?
Who knows? It may be days, weeks, months, year.
Then I guess we have time to listen to some more songs, don't you think, Jungle Jim?
Sure. Kids, we'll see you in a little bit. Enjoy some of the tunes.